You know, when a band blows up, gets that massive hit, and suddenly they're only playing these giant cavernous arenas.
Yeah, the paycheck is huge, but the acoustics are just terrible.
Exactly. But what if a band intentionally stayed in the 50-person acoustic club? Because, well, the club is the sound, and expanding would completely ruin it.
Right, they just refuse to scale.
Right. Welcome to today's deep dive. We're looking at an editorial from The Edit about a 49-seat cafe in Kingston, New York, called Rosie General. And our mission today is to really examine this rare, deliberate discipline of not expanding, even when every commercial metric says you absolutely should.
Yeah, and the chef pulling this off is Anthony Sasso. I mean, for context, he ran the kitchen at Casa Mono in Manhattan for 13 years and held a Michelin star for 5 of those years. But he left all that behind to come home to Ulster County and build something, well, incredibly specific.
Wait, a Michelin-starred chef leaves Manhattan to open a tiny cafe upstate. I mean, that sounds like a classic retirement plan, but there's a catch here, right?
Oh, a really big one. Most chefs with that kind of pedigree open a spot upstate, and you know, within 18 months, they're drawing up franchise plans for a second location.
The inevitable empire building.
Exactly. But Sasso has this firm, verbatim rule. He says there is not going to be a Rosie Part Two. No Rosie Rosendale. He insists Rosie is strictly a product of Kingston.
So why walk away from all that? I mean, what actually happened?
Basically, severe burnout. He left the brutal 12 to 12 daily grind of Casa Mono back in 2019 and just did a massive reset.
Like a total palate cleanser.
Yeah, totally. He took a 5-month road trip in a Jeep across 30 states. And he even took a job working the graveyard shift, baking bread at Gajusta out in Venice, California.
Wait, really? Going from running a Michelin star kitchen to like baking bread in the middle of the night on the West Coast?
Yeah, quite a pivot. But it was exactly what he needed. Instead of managing this chaotic kitchen brigade, he was doing quiet, solitary, tactile work, you know, measuring flour, kneading dough.
It focuses your mind purely on the craft, not the business of being a chef.
Precisely. And that reset entirely shaped what he built when he returned to Ulster County in February 2020. So he opened Rosie General with his three sisters, operating strictly from 9 to 4. They don't even have a phone, and they are closed on Mondays.
Okay, I have to stop you there because that business model sounds a little crazy. A tiny cafe that ignores phone orders, closes during standard dinner hours, and shuts down entirely on Mondays. Doesn't that feel like a retreat from ambition?
It really seems that way on paper, but it is not a retreat. It's a redirection. It is the deliberate inversion of his Casa Mono life. Forced scarcity is actually a very sharp business strategy.
So by drastically limiting hours, they cut overhead and I guess stop the massive staff burnout that plagues the industry.
Right. It turns a meal there into a coveted event, not just a convenience. Refusing to scale is this rigorous brand statement in an industry that is totally obsessed with franchising. He maintains absolute control over the quality.
So because he refuses to expand the restaurant outward, the team decided to root it incredibly deeply inward, like literally into the floorboards.
Yes, into the architecture of the town itself. They took over this curved brick corner spot that used to be Skilly Pot Antiques. And during the renovation, they tore up sections of the original wood plank floor.
Which, if you know restaurant renovations, usually means filling up a dumpster.
Not here. They salvaged those exact floorboards and used them to build the red corduroy dining banquettes.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. The
Yeah.
chairs you eat in are literally made of the building you eat in.
Yeah, it ties right back to his rule about never opening a second location. When Sasso says the cafe is a product of Kingston, it's not a marketing slogan, it is an architectural fact.
Those floorboards are basically an anti-franchise mechanism.
Exactly. If you pick this restaurant up and try to replicate it 10 miles down the road, it physically ceases to be Rosie. The space itself anchors the business, so it just cannot be copy-pasted.
I love that so much. So, if you are ever in the Hudson Valley, you really have to go experience this for yourself. Tuesday through Sunday, 9 to 4. You just walk in, remember, no phone, and you order the mortadella sandwich with Kingston honey.
Oh, yes. And while you are eating that, take a look at those floorboards and the original pressed tin ceiling.
Definitely. But before we go, I want to leave you with a little historical echo. Back in the 19th century, Kingston's bluestone, its brick, and its Rosendale cement were shipped down the Hudson River. That material literally built New York City.
Yeah, and Sasso has essentially reversed that commute. He took top-tier New York City culinary ambition and brought it back up the river to build something hyperlocal, something that refuses to be exported.
Which leaves us with something to think about. In your own career or your creative life right now, are you just defaulting to scale out of pure inertia? Or do you know what your version of staying put actually looks like?